This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. One of the first Coloradans to receive plasma to treat COVID-19 died last weekend. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Scott Kaplan was diagnosed with the virus in late March. He received a transfusion of antibody-rich plasma from a donor who had recovered from the virus in early April. Kaplan was 43 years old and died of complications from the virus after responding well to the plasma treatment. Over a decade ago, he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which made him more vulnerable to the virus. He leaves behind his wife and two children. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Local realtors say new home sales in Denver plunged in April. COVID-19 put a damper on real estate transactions and canceled in-person showings. Jill Schaefer with Kentwood Real Estate says clients on both sides of the transaction are nervous.
Sellers are hesitant to put theirs on the market because they don't know about people traipsing through their house. And buyers have some hesitance because they maybe have some job insecurity.
Schaefer says high-end property is taking the biggest hit. She expects activity to pick up in the summer. Denver police plan to make sure residents are following the current stay-at-home order during Cinco de Mayo celebrations tonight. Authorities are warning against non-essential travel along Federal Boulevard. There are no organized events at Civic Center Park this year. 68 and partly cloudy in Denver, 59 and sunny for Vail, 75 sunny in Pueblo. This is CPR News.